Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, last week's library show, we had some exciting news for our listeners, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We did. We talked about the new library that's going to be here that we're super excited about. It will be located in what is considered the 52 wing of the old high school. And so, you know, they're starting to rip things apart a little bit here and there, and we're kind of gathering all sorts of information to get the bids out. But, you know, it's still going to be quite a long process, so it'll be a while before move-in day.
Yeah, but exciting for you and your staff and the community of Appleton.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm super excited for everyone in our community to have all that wonderful space and all the great things that we'll be able to offer that we've been kind of a little restrictive on offering here. So, yeah.
What is the time frame, Cindy? Do you know?
Well, you know, everything considered, I think move-in is supposed to be like October, November. In fact, I'm putting together a display board, and so hopefully by next week I'll have something that will be on display here so that you can stop on by and take a peek at what the project is going to look like. And I believe on the timeline that the architects picked or created, move-in is, like I said, October, November. Something like that. But, you know, in today's climate, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with it all.
Right.
You know, because supply and demand and
yep.
all that kind
materials,
of stuff.
Materials, yep.
So all anyway, right. I'm just trying to be kind of chill about the whole thing, Paul.
Okay.
Do I do chill real well? Probably not.
Probably not, nope. Well, I know you got a lot of things happening at the Appleton Public Library. Why don't you tell us about it, Cindy? Oh,
we do. We just always have something kind of fun going on. This week, in fact, tonight at 5:30 p.m., we're having a monster story time. Oh, you should see the cute things that Georgia has got ready for all of those kids. So hopefully you can stop on down and participate. It's a preschool story time, and we partner with ECFE, but she's got all sorts of fun stuff. It's definitely not a scary thing anyway, and so it's a super fun event, and that will be today, which is April 5th, the Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow will be the only day this month that Steve Starewood will be here for computer, ESL, adult basic ed, anything that you need help with. Unfortunately, that he has a lot of conflicts for our other time, so he will only be here on Wednesday, April 6th, from 4 to 6 p.m. So keep that in mind, at least for this particular month of April. Also coming up, we've got a movie also tomorrow. We're showing Ari, My Robot Friend, at 3:30 to 5. Is what we kind of estimate. It's an after-school movie for kids. And, of course, fresh, hot popcorn. It is something everyone on the entire staff of the Appleton Library, the city office, the RDC, everyone looks forward to popcorn making.
I love popcorn making.
I know. Fresh popcorn is so wonderful. So we'll have treats and stuff like that for this after-school movie, this Ari, My Robot Friend. And then next week, we've got an adult class, spring floral arrangement in an oasis foam. And registration, of course, is required for that. And unfortunately, the class is full. But, you know, I always tell people to sign up for the wait list because I'm always calling people last minute because of cancellations. And, you know, I should have testimonials about it. I was number 10 on the list, and I still got in, you know. So keep that in mind and call and register for that. Now, this is a legacy program, so unfortunately, I have to limit it I have some limitations, we'll just say. And then also next week, we've got Slime-O-Rama. In other words, we're making slime after school on Wednesday, April 13th at 3:30 p.m., and we always have super fun when we're making slime. You just never know what she's got, some extras to put in the slime and make it a little extra special and everything. So lots of fun stuff coming up for the next couple of weeks at the Appleton Library. And so next, of course, is what are people reading? And, of course, what are we in, Paul, but the month of April?
Yeah, and it's a busy time for releases of books, isn't it?
It is. There's tons and tons of new fiction books out right now. Janet Ivanovich has a new book out called The Recovery Agent. When her family's home is threatened, Gabriella Rose goes with her ex-husband to seek lost treasure in the jungles of Peru. And Janet Ivanovich writes the funniest, quirkiest books that everyone pretty much, I mean, everyone enjoys them. They're fun to listen to as an audiobook, and they're very fun to read as well. French Braid by Ann Tyler is a new book that's also out. It's the ups and downs of a Baltimore family from the 1950s to the pandemic present. Anyway, and then also new by Jacqueline Winsphere is A Sunlit Weapon. It's the 17th book in the Maisie Dobbs series, if you're reading that particular series. And Dobbs works to uncover a plot that jeopardizes the safety of Eleanor Roosevelt. Also new, Stuart Woods has his 61st book in the Stone Barrington series out. It's like, you know how some authors write a series and there's like five books? No, Stuart Woods is on 61.
Oh, wow.
I know, but we've got some that are just avid readers of those books, so that's pretty exciting. Also new in nonfiction is Against All Odds by Alex Kershaw. It's the story of four soldiers who received the Medal of Honor for their service during World War II. Truly Madly by Stephen Galloway is an account of the marriage between Vivian Leigh and Laurence Olivier. I think that is. I'm not sure exactly. Anyway, Every Good Boy Does Fine by Jeremy Dink is the classic pianist, describes his struggles during training and his professional accomplishments. So if you have a favorite author or you're looking for the next book in a series, make sure you stop on down or give us a call. We're usually always on the hotline for what's new and exciting out there. And then we love to recommend books because I think every single one of our staff is pretty much an avid reader.
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they are, too. It's just funny. I love to come to work sometimes, and I hear, like, one or two of them telling a customer, oh, I just read this book. I just watched this movie. Because, you know, it's so great to suggest things to others, and it's super great to hear those things.
Yep. All right. Well, tell us where you're located and when is the Appleton Public Library open, Cindy?
We are currently located in the Appleton Civic Center, and the hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And, of course, if you want to get a hold of us, give us a call at 320-289-1681. Check out our digital collection. Go to our website, the Appleton Public Library website, and make sure you put Minnesota, as well as our Facebook page, because I am always posting the coolest photos from all our different events on our Facebook page. And then you get to find out what's new and exciting as well.
Okay. All right. Well, good, Cindy. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds super. Thanks.
That's Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.